If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Holding on. I'm just holding on. Come January 20th, you better let your praise out. When that man raises his hand and says, I, Donald J. Trump, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of president and will, to the best of my ability, support, preserve, and defend the Constitution of the United States, so help me God. There ought to be a cry that comes from the church of praise and thanksgiving like the world has never heard. We ought to have the devil sitting around shaking in his boots, because what he means for evil, God is going to turn it into good. There isn't going to be any more complaining after that man gets in office, because if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves, turn from their fleshly ways, seek my face, I will hear from heaven, forgive your sin, and heal your land. Our land needs to be healed, and we are the doctors to bring the healing. I'm excited. So in light of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, in light of Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 9, in light of that, we must ask this question. Why are we continuing down the same path of defeat, of sorrow and sadness? One must gather the strength inside, observing what the word of God has to say, and make this bold declaration. It's time for change. That's my topic. Let's try something different. Tell your neighbor, try something different. If your marriage is falling in a rut, try something different. I ain't talking about going to Victoria's Secret and buying Teddies and Freddies and Bettys, buying blue lights and all that other mess. That's just a temporary situation. Trying something different means I'm going to show him love. I'm going to show her love. Brother, you want to try something different, stop and pick up a flower every now and then. And stop and get a car for no reason. And just compliment what she does. And send her roses just because. And if it's violin she wants, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer all night long. If you really want to show her that you love her, that she's special, turn off the football game and sit with her and just say, talk to me about your life, your hopes, and your dreams. What do you care what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing? And what do you care? They ain't the ones rubbing your brow when you get a headache. They ain't the ones rubbing your shoulder when you get stressed. They're making money. It's your woman that's making you feel like a man. Yeah, this is a man's world, but it would be nothing without a woman or a girl. So you try something different. In 2 Kings chapter 6, the Bible speaks of the Elisha prophet telling us about a change that's about to come. The children of Israel have been living in a famine, surrounded by the nation of Syria, and they found themselves in a position where they couldn't even get food. But God has gotten to the place where it's time to break through the satanic oppression, and he promises them food in such an abundance that the person who criticized it, he was told, you won't even live to see it. Tell somebody, don't worry about your critics. I'm sure there's somebody in this church today that someone told you were never going to amount to anything, you were never going to be anything, and here you sit, children of God, doing quite well. Don't you just want to go back to them and shake your finger under their nose and say, you were wrong? But you don't have to do that. God's taking care of it. People write you off when you're younger, thinking you're not going to amount to anything, but God's got you in the oven. God is baking a cake. He's getting the ingredients together. Amen. He's putting stuff together in your life that you didn't think would turn into something sweet. Lord, help me. And you're finding that when you look at the ingredients of your life, when they were happening, you didn't think it was going to turn into what you are today. But we serve a miraculous God who takes all the junk in your life and makes something wholesome. So you ought to give him thanks that he took your mess and turned you into a blessing. As much liquor as you drink, he preserved your liver. As many people as you laid with, you didn't get AIDS and die from transmitting those sexual diseases. God stood by you. Even when you were in sin, he stood by you. You owe him praise. You owe him thanks. You owe him. Sister Lambert does that crazy stuff in my house. I'm a meat and potatoes man. I come in, what's for dinner? Cabbage and black-eyed peas. We ain't having no meat. This is a meatless day. Sam Hill, you talking about a meatless day. I ain't come up in no meatless house. If we even had hot dogs. I don't even have a hot dog in my house anymore. You give me some meatless dinner. Then you got the lie. It's good. Yeah, thank God. Hallelujah. But in your mind, you thinking, I ought to call an adjutant and send him over to Fifth Street and get the bishop some smothered pork chops. Here she comes. You got to give your system a rest. You got to do something different. You got to make you speak in tongues. Put your clothes on. Put your sweats on. Jump in the car. Where you going? I got to go up to the church and talk to God. But on the way, I'm stopping at McDonald's. All this different stuff. She knows I don't like vegetables. I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I don't like vegetables. And here what she does, she makes cheese casseroles because she knows I like cheese. So she makes cheese casseroles and stick vegetables in it. She hides the vegetables under the stuff I like. Got to try something different. I pick up my white potato, look at the potato, and underneath there's asparagus. The devil is alive. Trying to sneak a curse into my blessing. That's what the devil does. When God blesses you, here come the devil with a curse. He trying to make you upset and frustrated. You better learn to take the blessing. And listen, glory to God. Realize God is doing something different. God doesn't give you just the blessing anymore. He gave you the blessing with the test to see if you can handle the blessing by dealing with the test. There's a vegetable under your blessing. She ain't slick. She give me my meals on small plates now. I don't get the big family plate no more. The platter. I get a small plate. Fill up the small plate to give the illusion of giving you a lie. The heck? Give me a man plate. Give you a small plate. That's God. He only give you what you need. He don't give you what you can't handle. Because what you can't handle mess up your life. You think that what God has given you is not enough. He said, like Mama used to say, eat what's on your plate before I give you more. Learn to deal with the foolishness in your life. Learn to deal with those who speak evil of you. When you have grace for others, God will give you more grace in your life. When you can love your enemy, then God can bless you. Oh, man, glory to God. Let's try something different. So Elisha is prophesying that all this stuff is going to happen. And then it opens up in chapter 7, verse 3. It says, and there were four leprous men sitting at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, it's time for a change. The text doesn't tell us how long they sat. But it had to have been long enough for them to determine that we need to get up. It also had to have been long enough for them to be able to evaluate their surroundings. They are very clear about their options. They said, if we enter into the city, then there's famine in the city. So they knew that. They knew there was famine. And then it says, and we'll die there. We'll die there from the famine. Then they continue and say, and if we sit still here, we will die here also. So if we go into the city, there's famine, so we're going to die. If we sit here, we're going to die. So the only option that we have that makes sense is to go where the food is. And at this point, it just happens to be in the camp of the Syrians. He said, now when we go there, one of two things is going to happen to us. Either we're going to get the food or they're going to kill us. He said, but either way, we're going to die anyway. So they have reached this assessment. We might as well just go to where the food is. And they rose up in the twilight to go to the camp of the Assyrians. But when they reached the camp of the Assyrians, nobody was there. And then the text goes on to say, because the Lord made the host of the Syrians to hear what wasn't there. But it was there because they heard it. But what did they hear? The text says that they heard the sound of chariots and horses and the noise of a great host. And they've come to the conclusion that they said, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the Egyptians. Notice what they said. They said, the children of Israel have hired their enemies, the Hittites and the Egyptians, to come against us. Now, you know good and well the children of Israel weren't hiring no Hittites. And you know they weren't going back to Egypt to hire them, because if they hired the Egyptians, they might bring them back into bondage. How have they reached this assessment? Because they chose the strongest nations in their world. They didn't pick weak nations. They said the king of Israel has went out to get someone stronger than us to work with them. If we substitute this, make it a metaphor, put the devil in this situation, and when the enemy hears the noise of your praise, followed by the noise of the angel of the Lord, goodness and mercy, the powers of God, he will say, those people have asked God to send angelic help. And what did they do? They didn't stay to fight. They broke camp and ran. Lord, help me. See, the devil will try to make you insane and make you think that he's not moving, that he's not running. But I'm here to tell you, the moment you make up your mind for a change, the moment you say, I'm tired of living like this, the moment you say, I'm not going to sit here and die, the moment you say, I'm not going to live beneath my privilege, God can come and help you and send out a shout before you that drives your enemies away.
If you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.